Thanks for tuning in to What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick. Happy to be joined today by Kim Rule, coming back to the panel from Asheville and No Depression. And she is trekking off to Manchester, Tennessee, like so many of you, going to Bonnaroo. And it is June 9th through the 12th, this Thursday through the weekend, celebrating its 10th anniversary. WNCW has a hand in it with live broadcasts from Brad Watson and Martin Anderson, so many of the artists that we play on these airwaves each and every day and in the overnights and the other portions of what you hear on WNCW. Kim Rule is going for her first time, and as a kind of a graduate of Bonnaroo, I don't know what you would call it, but I've been there several times. I know that you're in for a lot of fun. You're covering the festival mainly for No Depression, is that right?
Yeah. I'll be there all 4 days, I guess, and really focusing on the Americana roots artists like Loretta Lynn, Justin Townsend, Mumford & Sons, Alison Krauss. There's an incredible amount of Americana artists. Band of Joy with Robert Plant is going to be there. But I'm also excited to see some people outside of my genre like Eminem.
His name is first on the list.
Yeah.
So he would be the Saturday night headliner, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, the Buffalo Springfield reunion. And one thing that I'm really excited about is Dr. John with the original Meters and Alan Toussaint, which is all going to be in one big band. That's going to be an incredible show.
Yeah, I saw Alan Toussaint there and a couple of years back or a few years back, and that was a really fun show. Mm-hmm. Although I have to admit, the crowd did not know the bald head. They did not know the call and response at all. It was kind of funny and in a somewhat sad sort of funny way, but anyhow, a good show nonetheless.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting the array of artists that range from really hip, cool youngsters to Mavis Staples and, you know, sort of an older crowd. Is the crowd that attends Bonnaroo that diverse, or is it?
You're gonna find mostly 20-somethings, mm-hmm. and a good sprinkling of every other age group,
yeah.
from little kids on up to folks retirement age. But the vast majority of it is going to be folks that are young, mm-hmm. pretty much, unless it's changed in the year that has elapsed since I was last there. But I think it'll be the same. Prepare yourself for tens of thousands of people being around you at all times,
yeah.
and you'll be fine, and get ready not to sleep and just be up for a few days listening to music, wall-to-wall music, and you've got the idea.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible how much Bonnaroo has grown in the last 10 years. It really seems the last, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years, it's really become a big force, you know, next to Coachella and bigger festivals around the country, whereas when it started, it was just kind of this little holdout in middle of nowhere Tennessee. So it's grown quite a bit in the first 10 years.
They have really made the blueprint for a large festival, mm-hmm. and they can pull it off pretty well. The whole thing, you'll see that everything starts on time. There's no feedback. Everything is running pretty smoothly. Definitely top-notch as far as the execution of it, mm-hmm. and the roster of artists is always very good. And then there's just tons and tons of other activities that you can do. So listen to us on WNCW giving you live broadcasts from Brad Watson on Thursday night with his Cosmic American music show. And then Martin Anderson on Friday afternoon, he'll be broadcasting live on these airwaves from the compound that you will come to be familiar with, the media compound, where you can go back and see press conferences and things with a lot of the entertainers and more than just the music artist. You've got folks like Lewis Black there and other celebrity types that are going to be sprinkled in. And so you'll be wandering around and rubbing shoulders with those types.
Nice. And I'll be live blogging there every day for No Depression. And then I'm also doing some interviews with people like G Love and Amos Lee and some other folks that I'm working on setting up. So people can read about Bonnaroo for the next probably week and a half on No Depression.
NoDepression.com.
Yeah.
Do they need to seek you out any special way on No Depression?
Nope. They can just log into the homepage.
Awesome. Kim Rule, who is trekking on over to Manchester, Tennessee for the 10th anniversary of Bonnaroo. Check us out at WNCW with our live shows, like I mentioned, as well. What are your thoughts? You going out there? Email us whatitis@wncw.org. We'll highlight your comments on our Friday edition of the show. For Public Radio, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Kim Rule.